So one of the questions we often get asked is, how did you come to breathwork and how did I get there? Well, the story is that I came to breathwork because I was really keen on understanding why I had some problems in my life, namely things like road rage. When I got my first vehicle in Melbourne, I had a few problems with getting angry behind the wheel when I was age 27 years old, when I finally got my first car. It's like, why is this happening to me? Why am I starting to get really irritated behind the wheel? Why am I chasing people? Why am I swerving on other sides of the road? I don't know. So I just started inquiring into that, and eventually I came to a sort of spiritual center which I found through Confest, and they operated outside of Melbourne, and one of their modalities was breathwork. So it was a very fortuitous time in my life, age late 20s, early 30s, and looking for some sort of meaning beyond just getting a job and saving money to get a mortgage. So breathwork for me was a wonderful experience because it actually allowed me to express myself properly. And, you know, in my case, that was a bit of repressed anger, or I should say a lot of repressed anger. And so that's how I got to breathwork. And then later I teamed up with Suzanne, who I also met at the same place called the Center for Human Transformation. And, you know, we just got interested in how breathwork is so good at getting down to the nitty-gritty of people's issues. I think it's a faster, possibly more superior approach to counseling. In my opinion, it really helps people who get too lost in their head about all their problems, or they're constantly talking about their issues. Breathwork just cuts to the chase, in my opinion, and it really is useful for a therapeutic approach to resolving long-standing issues in your life. And that could be relationship difficulties. It could be fears and anxieties, for example, fear of flying, or other things like phobias. Breathwork for me has really helped manage things like fear of flying, jumping at loud noises, general anxiety. All those sorts of things on that scale have been really calmed down, and what the words I'm looking for. It's a wonderful way to help regulate your nervous system at the end of the day. So Inspired Breath is different to other breathwork trainers in Australia in that we take a very embodied approach. We use bioenergetics extensively throughout our trainings, which is a form of movement which really helps unlock emotional energy from the body. We also pay exquisite attention to how the body works in terms of its tension, bands of tension, which Reich refers to. So it's a wonderful way to allow yourself to let go and to really be able to explore your psyche, to find out what is the most emotionally charged material that sits there. And the idea of breathwork is that it's better to be able to explore these feelings rather than just sit on them or just talk about them for too long. So this is a therapeutic approach which uses breath, it uses a bit of movement, and we also use sound as well. To be able to express sounds that are genuine during a breathwork session is very important as well. So I look forward to catching up with you either online or a one-to-one session or during one of our breathwork trainings or retreats. Okay, bye for now.